I know I need help, but you don't know where to start. You finally said it out loud. You need help. Maybe to yourself in the car, maybe to someone you trust. The relief lasted about 10 minutes, because right after the relief came the next problem. Help with what, exactly? From who? How do you even pick? And what if you pick wrong? If you know you need help but don't know where to start, the first step is smaller than you think. You don't need a diagnosis, a referral, or a master plan. You need one 15-minute phone call with a single mental health clinic that can listen, ask the right questions, and point you to the right next step. That call is what we do at RFL&T all day. You don't have to figure out the whole map. You just have to talk to someone who already knows it. Why the search itself is exhausting? Here's the cruel part. You open Google, you see 20 options. You can't tell which ones are real. You read reviews that contradict each other. You check insurance, you hit a paywall. You try a different search, you give up and close the laptop. This is not a personal failure. This is a system that asks you to be at your sharpest right when you have the least energy to spare. The American Psychological Association estimates the average person waits 2 to 4 years between recognizing they need help and actually getting it. Most of those years are spent stuck on this exact step, the smallest first step that works. Forget the long search. Pick one clinic in your area. Read the front page. If they treat what you're feeling, call them or send a contact form. That's it. The first call is not a commitment. It's a conversation. Real clinics use it to figure out if they're the right fit and to point you somewhere else if they aren't. You're not getting locked in. You're getting unstuck. What to say when you call? You don't need a script. You don't need a diagnosis. You don't need to describe your whole life. 5 sentences, maybe 2 minutes. The person on the other end will take it from there. What treatment actually looks like the first month? If you're picturing endless sessions of digging through childhood, you're imagining a kind of therapy that mostly went out of style decades ago. Modern treatment, especially for the first month, looks more like this. Week 1, an intake conversation. We ask about symptoms, history, and goals.
We talk about what's worked and what hasn't. Week 2, the start of an actual treatment plan. Sometimes that's weekly therapy. Sometimes it's a medication conversation. Sometimes it's both. Week 3 or 4, you start noticing small shifts. Sleep gets a little better. Mood floats a little higher. The work begins to compound. A 2023 American Psychological Association meta-analysis found that 76% of patients in regular therapy report meaningful improvement within 8 to 26 sessions. Many of them felt the first shift inside the first month. CBT versus ACT versus EMDR versus IFS versus psychodynamic. The truth is that almost any evidence-based method works when delivered by a clinician you trust. Research from Bruce Wampold and others has shown for decades that the therapeutic alliance, the relationship between you and your clinician, predicts outcomes better than the method itself. So pick a clinic that takes you seriously, returns calls, listens carefully, and adjusts based on how you respond. The method matters second. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we built our intake process for the person who doesn't know where to start. We listen first.
We diagnose second. We never recommend a treatment until we've heard your story. Counseling that gives you tools the same week. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. Both are evidence-based. Both teach you skills you can use immediately, not insights you have to wait for. Medication management with a real human watching. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram. SNRIs like venlafaxine. Bupropion when motivation is the issue. And others depending on what fits. We adjust over time. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy when other treatments haven't been enough. TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the part of the brain that handles mood. It's FDA cleared and drug-free. Most courses run 6 weeks. Most major Utah insurance plans cover it. You don't have to choose your treatment before you call. We figure that out together. Frequently asked questions. Do I need a referral from a primary care doctor? No, you can call us directly. Some insurance plans require a referral for the billing side, and we can help you get one if needed. But you don't need permission from another doctor to start a conversation with us.
What if I can't afford it? We work with most major Utah insurance plans, including Select Health, Regents, Cigna, Aetna, United, and Medicare. We have sliding scale options for some patients. The first 15-minute consult is free. How fast can I get an appointment? We typically schedule new patients within 1 to 2 weeks. If you're in crisis, tell the person on the phone and we'll move faster. If we can't see you fast enough, we'll help connect you to a resource that can. One call beats one more year of searching. You don't have to figure out the whole path before you start. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you what we'd actually recommend. No commitment on the call, no high-pressure pitch. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. Resilient Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.